Riley B. King was born on the 16th of September, back in 1925 in Indianola, Mississippi. He grew up as a sharecropper and spent a lot of his time singing in church. But like many African Americans at this time, country music was also a big influence on their formative years. Riley's father left when he was very young, so of course he had to spend a lot of his time helping to support the family. During the early 1940s, B.B. started listening to great blues legends like T-Bone Walker and Lonnie Johnson. And in 1946, he split Mississippi from Memphis, where he hooked up with his cousin, blues guitarist Bucca White. In a short period of time, King learned a lot from Bucca, but he soon had to return to Mississippi. However, in 1948, he came back to Memphis, determined to make his mark. He was hired to host a radio show on the first all-black-owned radio station in the country, WDIA. He used the on-air moniker, the Beale Street Blues Boy, which soon became just Blues Boy, and finally shortened to BB. In 1949, he cut a few sides for the Bullet label out of Nashville before signing with RPM, one of the great labels owned by the Bahari Brothers out of Los Angeles. During the early years of the 1950s, BB cut his records wherever he could. Most notably, he recorded with Sam Phillips, a very young Sam Phillips, who had just started the Memphis Recording Service. It would be a few more years before Sam Phillips would start Sun Records. In 1951, he cut his first big rhythm and blues hit, 3 O'Clock Blues, at a YMCA in Memphis. It hit number one at the very end of 1951.
Now here it is, 3 o'clock in the morning. Can't even close my eyes. In the morning, baby, can't even close my eyes. Well, I can't find my baby, Lord, and I can't be satisfied. Lord, I've looked around me. Well, looked all around me, people. Well, my baby can't be found. Well, if I don't find my baby, I'm going down to the bowling ground. That's where the men hang out at. Thank you.
that time, I thought you were going to play, you know, up on those on his second chorus up there.
Every day I have the blues. Trouble, darling. Babe, you know I've had my share.
A tune that would soon become BB's lifelong theme song. That was from 1955. It hit number 6 on the R&B charts. And that was a studio outtake version of the song. We heard a little bit of studio chatter at the beginning of that one, which really adds an intimate feel. It puts you right in the studio, baby. Now, BB probably learned that song from the version that was cut by Memphis Slim in 1946. Before that, we heard BB's third number one R&B record. It hit 1953, Please Love Me. And the set was kicked off with his first number one R&B record, 3 O'Clock Blues, which was originally done by another BB influence, Lowell Folsom. But let's keep the blues boy rolling, baby. From 1960, this song hit number 2 on the rhythm and blues charts. And as you can see, BB was unstoppable in the 1950s and 60s when it came to hits on the R&B charts. So let's go to 1960 for this one, which will just set you up to knock you down, baby. The song was originally made famous by Big Joe Turner. Here's the blues boy, Riley B. King himself, with Sweet 16, Part 1 and 2. Thank you.
just left your home, then, woman. Ah, the sweetest thing I'd ever seen. But you wouldn't do nothing, baby.
Next tune, while we're reminiscing here, I would like for you to pay attention to the lyrics, not so much to my singing or the band. Of course, I think they're wailing out there, though. How about a big hand for them? Give them a big hand. A little swing. Jeremy? Thank you. Thank you, but now we're going way down in the alley. Way down in the alley. I like to play a little bit.
Famous Regal Theater in Chicago, one of the greatest live albums ever recorded. And if you don't have this in your personal collection, run, baby. Don't walk to your nearest record store and pick up B.B. King Live at the Regal. It'll blow your mind. Recorded on the 21st of November, 1964. The show is on fire. Now, the song, How Blue Can You Get, in its studio version, barely cracked the R&B Hot 100. And I think it's a little stale when you compare it to the great live versions of the song that he's done over the years. So I chose to play the live version of How Blue Can You Get from the Regal. And before that, Sweet 16 Part 1 and Part 2 from 1960. Now, towards the end of the 60s, blues music was selling less and less. But not for B.B. He kept the hits going on strong, baby. In fact, he would have the biggest hit of his career in 1970 with The Thrill Is Gone. How did this get to be the biggest hit? Well, before this point, B.B. King's records were primarily bought by African-American consumers. But once The Thrill Is Gone came out, with its violin orchestration, all of a sudden the pop audience jumped on board. And this was huge as BB finally crossed over. Let's hear the start of this new period in BB's career with a tune from 1968, Paying the Cost to Be the Boss. Then we'll move into The Thrill Is Gone and I Like to Live the Love.
You act like you don't want to listen when I'm talking to you. You think you ought to do, baby, anything you want to do. You must be crazy, baby. You just gotta be out of your mind. As long as I'm paying the bill, woman, I'm paying the cost to be the boss. I'll drink if I wanna and play a little poker too. Don't you say nothing to me, as long as I'm taking care of you. As long as I'm working, baby, and paying all the bills, I don't want no mouth from you about the way I'm supposed to live. You must be crazy, woman. Just gotta be out of your mind. As long as I'm footing the bill and paying the cost to be the boss. Me, you act like you're ashamed. You don't act like my woman. You're just using my name. I tell you, I'm gonna have all the money, and I don't want no back talk. Cause if you don't like the way I'm doing, just pick up your things and walk. You gotta be crazy, babe. Oh, you must be out of your mind. As long as I'm paying the bill, I'm paying the cost to be the boss.
Thank you. It reflects what I feel. If I say I love you, I mean it. 'Cause in my song, every line is for real. Every man or woman enjoys going home to a peaceful situation to give love and without any complication. Whether my tune is short or long, whether my lyrics are weak or strong, I like to live the love I sing about in my song. With my guitar, 'cause when I strike a chord, it gives me what I wanna hear. So I'm finding out that we are quite like my song together, my dear. Outside in, this should always be forbidden. Problems should be solved and never.
From 1973, a song that went top 10 R&B and top 30 pop, as BB consistently scored hits during the 70s decade, a decade that kept moving further and further away from the blues. I like to live the love. Before that, The Thrill Is Gone, the song that firmly placed BB King in the hearts and minds of the pop audience. It hit number 15 on the pop charts and number 3 on the rhythm and blues charts. We started the set with Paying the Cost to Be the Boss from 1968. The 70s were very good to B.B. King. Here's one he did with the Crusaders. It's a funky, jazzy tune called Never Make a Move Too Soon from 1977.
3 days of snow and a midnight flight, thought a little love could make everything all right. The landlord said you moved away and left me all of your bills to pay. Look out, baby, you might have made your move too soon. Left me with a keno card. This life in Vegas sure ain't hard. I ran it up to about 50 grand.
Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Never make them too soon, babe.
From 1987. It was released on the 1988 U2 LP Rattle and Hum. And I like to think of it as sort of the start of the modern B.B. King period. What's cool about that tune, too, is he's playing with The Edge, who is also a very well-respected and noted guitarist in his own right. You can hear the two of them. They're distinctly different sounds playing right alongside each other. And when Love Came to Town, of course, Bono is exchanging vocals with B.B. And that song was cut at Sun Studios in Memphis. How cool is that? Now, in 2000, he would team up with another rock and blues icon, Eric Clapton. They recorded a whole album together called Ridin' with the King. Here's their version of 10 Long Years. Eric Clapton and B.B. King.
touch him in every way. Oh, I had a woman. She was kind and loving to me in every way. Oh, she used to love me and bring my breakfast to the bed every day. Oh, for 10 long years she was my pride and joy. To call her my little girl. Oh, she used to call me. She used to call me her little boy.
B.B. King with Eric Clapton and 10 Long Years from Riding with the King, their duets LP from 2000. B.B. King died on the evening of May 14, 2015, in his home in Las Vegas. He was 89 years old. He was a lifelong ambassador of the blues and shaped the modern music scene. I'm afraid we won't see the likes of Riley B. King again. Let's go out with a more recent B.B. King number. It's from his 2008 LP, One Kind Favor. It was produced by T-Bone Burnett And it's a modern-day interpretation of the Blind Lemon Jefferson classic, Make Sure My Grave Is Kept Clean. I think it's fitting that a guy who dedicated his life to the blues should go out with an old blues number that predates him. One more time, here is the legendary B.B. King, and Make Sure My Grave Is Kept Clean. I'm Matt the Cat. Thanks for joining me.
My grave is kept.